Invenium moves to acquire Mantra in RWA tokenization deal. Invenium Capital Partners plans to acquire Mantra and its affiliated entities, the two companies said in a June 16 announcement. Folding a regulated real-world asset blockchain into Invenium's private market data business. The deal is expected to close by June 30, 2026. Financial terms were not disclosed. The purchase is not a cold approach. Invenium put $20 million into Mantra in August 2025, and the two have been building together since. The acquisition turns that minority stake into full ownership. The two halves of the deal. Mantra is a VASP-licensed Layer 1 chain designed around tokenized real-world assets and regulatory compliance. It carries a native gas token, OM, along with Mantra Finance and Mantra USD, a dollar stablecoin. The chain's pitch has always been institutional, a permission-friendly base layer where regulated assets can be issued and traded under a recognized license rather than in a gray zone. Invenium comes at tokenization from the data side. The firm specializes in valuing and verifying private market assets. The illiquid holdings like private credit, real estate, and fund positions that rarely get a daily price. That valuation layer is the missing piece for most real-world asset tokenization efforts. A token is only as useful as the data backing the asset it represents, and private assets are exactly the ones where reliable data is hardest to source. The combination pairs Mantra's regulated issuance rails with Invenium's verified asset data and pricing. On paper, that is issuance plus valuation under one roof. NVNM chain and the AI angle. The acquisition also pulls in work the two firms already shipped. On May 13th, they launched NVNM chain, a layer 2 built on Mantra chain that anchors cryptographic proofs of private market asset data for institutional finance and AI-driven systems. The stated goal is AI agent accountability, giving automated systems a verifiable record of the data they act on. That framing explains the deal's headline. Invenium is positioning the merged entity at the intersection of tokenized assets and AI infrastructure, betting that machine-readable, provably sourced asset data becomes valuable as more financial decisions get delegated to software. Whether that bet pays off is a longer story than this announcement settles. For now, NVNM chain is the concrete artifact, and the acquisition consolidates ownership of it. The continuity promise to holders. The companies were specific about continuity, which matters to anyone holding OM or using the chain. Mantra's brand, team, chain, native gas token, Mantra Finance, and the Mantra USD stablecoin are all expected to continue operating under Invenium ownership. The message to the community is that the assets and products survive the transition rather than getting wound down. That continuity language reads against Mantra's own recent history. The OM token went through a severe sell-off in 2025 that erased most of its market value in a single stretch, one of the sharper single-token drawdowns of that cycle. An acquisition by a data infrastructure firm is a different chapter from that collapse, and the explicit promise to keep the token and stablecoin live is aimed squarely at holders who remember it. The read for crypto users. For most readers, the direct exposure is indirect. If you hold OM, the acquisition is the news. If you do not, the more durable signal is structural. Tokenized asset infrastructure is consolidating. The early phase of RWA was dozens of chains and issuers, each claiming a piece of the same institutional pipeline. M&A like this is what the next phase looks like, with data providers and issuance layers merging instead of competing. That consolidation shapes where on-chain yield and stablecoin collateral eventually come from. Mantra USD, Mantra Finance, and the broader RWA stack feed the same plumbing that backs some stablecoin spending products and on-chain yield sources. Fewer, better capitalized infrastructure owners can mean steadier rails, or it can mean more concentration. Both are worth watching as the deal closes. One caution applies to the whole sector. Tokenized real-world assets inherit the credit and counterparty risk of whatever sits underneath them. A regulated chain and verified data reduce some of that risk, but they do not remove it. The asset is still the asset.